Arizona Office of Education promotes chat for LGBTQ youth led by Planned Parenthood. By Spencer Lindquist on May 16, 2022. The Arizona Office of Education promoted an online chat for LGBTQ kids that mixes minors with adults, intended for those ages 13 to 19. Facilitated in part by Planned Parenthood. It does not require parental approval to join and features discussions on sex and polyamorous relationships. The link to the chat, called Q Chat Space, is advertised on the Arizona Office of Education website. The Q Chat Space, which is open to minors and adults alike, is facilitated by Planned Parenthood, along with LGBTQ advocacy groups PFLAG and Center, Link. Planned Parenthood advertised the chat in 2019 on their Tumblr account, posting a promotional video. The video includes a sample of a chat, with the facilitator reminding participants of the group agreements. Among the agreements is keep confidentiality, what's shared here, stays here. The sample chat continues, with participants discussing body dysmorphia. One user shares an image of characters from Pokemon, made to be transgender. One academic article on QChat specifically lauded the organization's model and its ability to be kept hidden from parents. The article read, "The platform's chat-based nature likely helps youth avoid concerns about family members accidentally overhearing their conversations in the same way they might if they were talking to friends. First-time users are asked to provide their email address, birthday, zip code, and racial background. The survey also asks, what is your sexual/romantic orientation? In addition, the survey asks respondents to rate their level of agreement with statements such as I feel positive about my sexual/romantic orientation. The survey does not ask for parental consent. The chat, which is open to 13-year-olds, focuses on a number of mature topics. One Instagram post advertised a conversation about polyamorous relationships. A separate Instagram post promoted a Q&A on sex and relationships. Other posts celebrate RuPaul's Drag Race or advertise queer youth activism to youth of color. Another post features the words learning about queerness on a Trojan horse, with the phrase realizing I'm queer in the interior of the Trojan horse. In between mature topics are posts that appeal to young children, advertising conversations on Pokemon and Star Wars. Other chats, listed on the QChat website, include pansexual panromantic visibility, along with body liberation, and understanding your sexuality while being trans and non-binary. Another topic is titled Explore, Types of Attraction. The Arizona Office of Education's website advertised other resources that push transgender ideology on children. One article that was linked on the page, titled Supporting LGBTQ Students in Elementary School, recommended several books. Included on the list was Julian is a Mermaid, which is intended for children and centers around a gender non-conforming child who transforms into a mermaid. Democrat Kathy Hoffman, the current state superintendent of Arizona, will be up for re-election August 2. Hoffman's campaign website describes the candidate as a supporter of medically accurate, age-appropriate information needed to make healthy, informed decisions. Hoffman previously attempted to get the State Board of Education to change language in the state standards for sex education that banned the teaching of abnormal, deviant or unusual sex acts or practices, Breitbart News reported. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.